Hey, and welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad actually got a holiday. So, Chad, tell us about your holiday.
Yes, my first holiday or vacation since 2007. So, yeah, it's been like 10 years in the making. But it was my second trip, though, out of town. I've been in L.A. for about 5 years now. It's like my second trip out of L.A., but it was like an official vacation. That was like a week, and then I get back in town. I had a few more days off. I go back to work tomorrow, which is not fun. But, hey, it is what it is, right?
But the one question I was shocked at, I think we were all shocked at, that Chad drives.
Oh, yeah, everyone keeps thinking I don't drive. I've been driving since I was 19. I'm almost 34 now, but yeah, I've been driving for a long time. I just don't have a car. It's just really expensive to own a car in L.A., where I used to live in Sacramento before I came down here. My car, like the actual car registration and insurance, it was never over $200. So I'm like my car insurance was literally $90 a month. But down here, when I moved here, it bumped up to $240 a month, and it wasn't even worth my car. I was like, I don't even have a car accident, and I have to pay $240 a month for car insurance. So I'm like, no, thank you. But yeah, I rented a car and went up to NorCal for about a week. It was a 6-hour drive. Like, when I first rented the car, I put the reservation in, it was about over the summer. So I was like, oh, and then had like the Kia Rio I rented. You know, you always hope they have that one. And I'm like, last time I rented a car, I put down a Kia Rento, and it gave me a Hyundai. So I was like, all right, it was a good car. So in my head, I'm like, please get me a Hyundai Accent or a Honda. Please don't give me a Ford. Don't give me a Ford Trip. I'm like, oh, here's a Ford Fiesta. And I was like, ah, crap. And they're tiny cars. Like, I'm not a fat dude. Like, you're easy, but their seats are so uncomfortable. Like, I was telling my mom, was like, the seat for 6 hours, because I didn't stop nonstop. Went 6 hours nonstop. No gas stop, nothing. Which, like, that's how good the gas mileage is. But the seat just sits there, like, it's like a bucket, and it's just like, eat your asshole. Like, it's just, it's like, you don't have a booty hole after you get out of the car. Like, my mom's like, why are you, like, walking like you're waddling? I'm like, I don't have a booty hole no more. But it was good to be back home, kind of like relaxing, like recharging my batteries. But it rained all week, though. That was the only downside. It was like it rained every day. Oh, and this is the funniest. It didn't rain till I got there. There's a bunch of big fires in Northern California. They're all controlled now and everything. But I was driving. It's like hour five. I was in the Stockton area, and it looked really foggy. It's like, oh, yeah, I missed the fog because I'm from the Bay Area. Rolled down my window all excited. Took a large, big whiff of this, like, fog, and it turned out it wasn't fog. I was like, ugh, this isn't fog. It was smoke from all the fires. I'm like, oh, I just knocked off 3 years of my life. But I was like, also, I think it was a fog. I literally stuck my head out and breathed, like took a deep breath. And I'm like, this ain't fog. Probably all the burnt paint and toxins and all that fun jazz. But my mom got a kick out of that one. She's just like, oh, wow, you're retarded. And I was like, oh, thanks, Mom.
So presumed you went to see your mom for Thanksgiving, I would guess?
Yeah, I stayed at her and her boyfriend's house for the whole week. So, yeah, I stayed over there to hang out with my mom, see some of my friends, kind of like veg out. But I didn't get really to see all my friends because they either all got sick, which because like, the weather was so bad up there, everyone got sick. And then it was so bad, the traffic and the weather, and I was like, I am not going to drive because Vacaville is literally like halfway between San Francisco and Sacramento. So it's like 30 to 45 minutes each way. But the traffic was so bad, I'm like, I'm not going to sit in traffic for it. Because there's only one freeway to get there for both places. It's like, so if there's accidents and stuff, you're screwed. So I'm like, I don't want to sit in traffic for 2 hours each way trying to see friends. And they got sick. And like, oh, you're too Hollywood for us now, blah, blah, blah. Like, no. Like, you guys come to L.A. all the time, but you guys don't come and say, hey, what's up, Chad? Don't want to hang out? So I'm like, I can't because I'm just too lazy. I'm like, I'm not going to go through all that. So, but it was fun though. Like, I hung out with my best friends that I've known for a few, like, well, several years. And went to her, like, daughter's birthday. She's turned 12. I remember when she was like 2 and a half, when she's like this cute little porcelain doll, but now she's like 12 and has opinions. So it's like, oh no.
Was that the family you were holding hostage in the photos?
Yes, yes. That was like my best friend and her daughter, who's 12, and then her son, who's 3 now. But yeah, I sit down, I start laughing. I'm like, oh, it's like, wow. They're all getting older, and she's like, she's 32, and she denies, like, I'm not that old. I'm like, yeah, you are.
So how do you feel when your friends make comments like, oh, a homeless man was taken in? You were holding that family hostage.
I really don't care because, like, one, I grew up in an area where I was one of the few white kids, so I've always been around, like, black kids and different minorities, so my sense of humor, I have to be like, okay, I either have to run really fast, be a good fighter, or make them laugh, and I'm good at fighting. A lot of people don't know that, but be a fighter or just talk smack the whole time. That's what kind of, like, grew up that way, so I'm like, okay, learn to talk shit and do comedy, so I'm kind of used to it. Like, I've kind of grown accustomed, even with my family is Italian / Russian, so it's like on that side, and then my dad's Irish and Native American, which I really don't pay attention to that side. They could, like, be dead, you know, have blankets and diseases and whatnot. But yeah, no, it's just like, so my uncles and stuff are like really like big shit talkers, like big time. Even my cousins, like I went to hang out with my uncle and my aunt, one of my cousins. And my uncle, he's a cop, retiring cop, and he has like a real dark sense of humor. And he's like, oh, I saw some of your stuff. Yeah, you're not that funny. Well, at least not funnier than me and blah, blah, blah. And you need, I'm giving you some material here. And my cousin, like, and he's like, you're always going to need that one uncle who's funny. And my cousin, who's really good at talking shit, he's a big listener, Eric, he listens to the podcast and loves it. He goes, yeah, everyone in the family needs that one drunk uncle. And his dad just like slowly turns and looks at him. He's like, I'm not that drunk. And he's like, yeah, yet. And I was like, oh no. I'm like, this is going to be an intervention now or a murder scene. I don't know what's going to happen. But it was good to see all my uncles, my cousins and stuff too. So, because they're all crazy. They sometimes get on my case about being down here. Want me to move back to NorCal, and like, oh, why don't you get back up here and get a real job and settle down and blah, 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 blah. Everyone's doing that now. And I'm like, no, I don't want that. Like, all my friends even, they're like the ones that live up there, they're all either married, have girlfriends, houses, real jobs. They're all settling down, except one of my other best friends. Like, me and my best friend, who I've known for years, we're kind of in the same boat, almost the same age, where people are always telling us to do things, and he just actually quit his real day job, and he works full-time now for Uber and Lyft, and he just like got his LLC for his music videos, because he does some really good music videos. He's a really good filmmaker and editor, and he just does, like, he does a lot of music videos for like Boss Hogg and the John Spencer Blues Explosions, like really well-known bands. But people still like, oh, yeah, when did you give up and do a real job? And I'm just like, But, like, so me and him are in the same boat where we're just, like, laughing. Like, okay, why not? Like, yeah, no, not going to happen. Like, me, like, I'm already planning for 2019. Like, this week, that's what I've been doing. I've been, like, getting all my acting stuff up and ready for pilot season, even though there's no such thing as pilot season anymore. where I'm like, I really don't know if I'm going to direct a film next year. Like, I really don't have that, like, hunger or passion right now. I'm just like, because really, really expensive and nothing shoots in L.A. So I'm kind of going back to my roots where I'm like, I'm writing a couple of one-man shows to do, like, live performance, like John Leguizamo or Eric Bogosian, Spalding Gray kind of things, where I'm kind of doing my own one-man show. Some will be based on, like, sketch characters I've been working on. But there's one that is more autobiographical. I'm making fun of the parody of ever heard of the play The Iceman Cometh? Well, my one-man show is going to be called The Chadman Cometh, C-U-M-E-T-H, and it's basically kind of an autobiographical type of thing. So like how I am and whatnot, and how I deal with my anxiety and depression and all that stuff. But it's just like, so I'm kind of like dealing with that stuff. I want to get into podcasting photography again. Like, I'm really trying to do that because I can make money off of photography, because that's how I started out in. And in podcasting, I'm just like, it's cheap to do. Like, I have a PA system, like I took from my mom's storage, which was in my mom's storage for like almost 6 years. And I have like mics and mixers and stuff. And I'm like, okay, all I really need is like a Zoom, kind of record and mix it and just upload it to online and stuff like that. But I'm still like, we'll see what happens with directing. I still have a couple scripts. Like I have like a lot of scripts written already. Like I have piles of scripts. Like that's what sucks is like the piles of scripts, but no money to do them. Like I don't want to use my own money because it's kind of getting ridiculous. There's no return of investment. Even though we'll see what happens. Like it could be that one thing where someone's like, I'm going to give you $500,000 to direct something. Then I probably will. You never know. So we'll see.
Okay. I'm still not done this Thanksgiving thing. You posted photos from Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm not letting this go.
Right.
Now, typically, from what I understand, you have cranberries, a baked potato, gravy, apple pie.
Pumpkin pie.
A pumpkin pie, fine. No steak.
It was prime rib.
Still, where's the turkey?
See, no one wanted turkey that year for some reason because, like, they usually do turkey. And they usually, when they do, like, a big family thing, because they didn't even do a real big family thing. Like, they're, like, everyone's not feeling good. Everyone's doing their own thing with their family. They all have issues and whatnot. So it was just, like, everyone's just, like, you're like, okay, we're just going to do a prime rib. And I was like, all right, cool. We could have McDonald's. I didn't care. Like, I just wanted, like, a vacation out of L.A. Like, I just wanted to get out of L.A., get away from the business, get away from all the L.A. people and the weather and stuff because I really don't like L.A. It's just the businesses down here. I'm from the Bay Area. It's like, everything's open for the Bay Area. Like, if you go to the Bay Area, like San Francisco, everything's open to 4 a.m. And then it closes, and then everything opens up again at 6 a.m. It's almost like New York and Chicago, where it's just like, it closes for those 2 hours, and then, boom, everything's back to normal. L.A.'s not like that. It's like, everything closes at 12 or 2. So it's like, it's like, okay, kind of boring. So, but it is what it is, I guess. But yeah, I enjoyed the dinner. Like I got like hella sick because I ate like because I'm like I've lost a lot of weight and I eat very few things. So it's just like my mom was trying to fatten me up. I was like, Mom, like no, like I because like I before I like in July I weighed 255. I'm 235 now. So I'm like, so I've been like losing a lot of weight because I eat either a baked potato, which is a regular baked potato, nothing on it, cucumber, carrots and broccoli, like. Certain juices to keep me have at least some of the things I need, like bananas and apples I also do. But that's all I really eat. I still have my cheat days where like I get a pizza or something like that. You have to have that. But I'm just like or a burger or whatnot. But everything else is really simple. So I was like eating this food. Like my mom was like, here's a plate of Mexican food. I was like, oh, here's pasta. Oh, like it was like that. I was like getting sick. I was like, okay, Mom, I need to like go back to my kubachas and start eating like light food for the last 2 days there. I'm like, I'm dying. She started laughing. She's like, oh man, I forgot. Cause like you want to get in my car. She's like, oh my God, you're slimming down. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly. I'm slimming down. So, but yeah, but it was good to see my mom. It was good to see my friends and family. It was a 6-hour drive back. And yeah, a rental car was good, even though it ate up my asshole. But, you know, I enjoyed it. It was a fun trip. So I needed that trip, recharge my batteries.
So I want to go back to your friends and family and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
To watch football? Because that's what Canadians think you guys all do.
I did watch football because it was raining so hard that day. I just watched football and just kind of like chilled out. And then like that night we ate at 8 o'clock.
So when your mom knows you're coming, does she make you a special treat?
Oh man, she got me a hell of snacks. Like she don't make it so, she got me a 6-pound bag of gummy bears, bro. A 6-pound, I was like, I love gummy bears, but a 6-pound bag. I'll show you. I still have it. 6 pounds. 6 pounds. I'm like, jeez. But no, but because like I love gummy bears and gummy worms, so it's like I even do that. It's like, but I've always have like small because I like chewing on it. I'm not a big chocolate eater because like I get like I break out when I eat chocolate, and I'm vain as fuck. So it's like when I have camera work and stuff, I have breakout, and I don't like that, and it just makes me look like a 13-year-old girl. So I'm just like, it's like no, but yeah. So it's So that's what happens with that. So let's see.
So it's been 6 years since you've been back home?
No. 2 years visiting my mom. Like visiting all my friends, about 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the number one question you get asked about LA?
I get always asked, like, oh, man, one question about LA. I tell people, do not move to LA. Like, everyone asks me, like, oh, what's, like, is it awesome down there? Or it's like, my friends and family, like I said, they want me to move back up there. Because Northern California hates LA. LA hates Northern California. Like, it's weird. It's the same state. We just hate each other, period. Because we have different sports teams, different type of fashion, different attitudes. Down here, it's just like, it's all egocentric, very, it's like a bubble. Up there, they worry about other things. They're like, oh, there's other things in the world than entertainment. And that's one thing, like, what was it? Like, on my trip, because I also got my new driver's license and my new, my birth certificate. Got to get all that stuff because I'm trying to get my passport next year. And a lady who was at the Solano County thing was giving my new my copy of my birth certificate. She's like, you make horror movies, right? And I was like, don't know this chick at all. And I was like, yes. She's like, yeah, I'm a big horror fan. I saw your name because it's so weird. Your last name's so weird. I remember it was talking about Night Night. And I was like, holy crap. Like, seriously? And then I was like, that was kind of funny. And then like a couple days before that, at Starbucks, these old people, like, they recognized me from my Judge Judy appearance. Like, you were on Judge Judy. And I was like, how are they? Like, oh my God, my 10 seconds of fame. And they, so yeah, so people are like recognizing me. And they're like, but what's also like that up there too is my friends don't care. Cause like, if people Google me, cause you could Google me and things come up like crazy. Like, I get like that where I'm just like, here's, you know, look me up. I'm like, hey, Google me. And my friend's like, we don't care. And I made that, like, reference to, like, Ryan Reynolds' Just Friends, where I was like, oh, look at Chubby Bunny. I'm like, I'm not fat no more. I drink a cup of water. I'm stuffed. But, yeah, so, like, that was my vacation. That was kind of entertaining. It was the Judge Judy and then the horror film. That one surprised me a lot. I'm like, wow. It's like, people are like, who I don't know, knowing my work, which is kind of weird. That even though I have to remind myself that I might not be super famous yet, but people know my work, which is really, 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 really weird still for me.
Okay, I'm going back to the snack thing. Besides gummy bears, what else did you get?
She gave me like some vanilla Oreos. She gave me a couple of pita bags of pita chips. She gave me some more gummy stuff too, like gummy snacks. Like Kellogg Fruity Snacks. I'm like, I don't know if you guys have Kellogg's in Canada.
We do, but we might have them, but I don't eat them.
Like, we don't eat that crap.
We do.
What else you said? Give me chips, Cheez-Its.
Okay.
Cheez-Its? But yeah, I told her, like, give me a lot of fruit before I went up there. Like, cause she gave me bananas and apples and stuff, too. Like, I was just like, hey, you have to at least have this stuff for me because that's all I really eat now. So.
Do you actually eat Cheez-Its? They're disgusting.
Not really. Like, I put it in my soup sometimes if I do have it some. Oh. It's just like, I really don't. It's just too salty for me.
I tried them once, never again.
Yeah, it's really, really salty for me. But the pita chips were good. But like I said, I still have the gummy bears for the next 3 years. Six pounds. So like 3 pounds would have been like, okay, but 6 pounds, I'm like, it cracks me up.
So I guess I have to ask, since you've been back we haven't talked in a little while, did your hot Uber Eats driver ever make a reappearance?
No, I actually really haven't been ordering Uber Eats no more, really. Well, it's actually DoorDash, but I really don't order a lot of food anymore. Like, that's a big thing where I'm just like, because I was always working, because I'm working 70 hours a week before Thanksgiving. And bad idea, eat gummy bears right now. But no, I'm like, I really haven't done Uber Eats or anything like that, like, for like the last few months. Like, I've been really like, big on that, like homemade stuff, hence the losing weight. But I can't lose too much weight because I'm a character actor. Because I'm not good looking enough to be a lead. So I have to kind of be kind of husky to, you know, be a, like a character actor.
Hold on. I wouldn't call John Candy attractive.
But John Candy had to work his way up. If you're fat and a comedic kind of person, you kind of have to like work your way up there. You're not going to be like, I see Tom Cruise, John Candy, Tom Cruise. Like trying to think. They always look for the pretty boys. Trust me. They always go for the pretty boys, and that's why I'm like, I hate Hollywood. I hate Hollywood when it does that.
Well, that's why your buddy Shane's a leading man and you're not.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's it on that note. You're out of here. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. Have a good one.